Cargill has agreed to sell its crop insurance unit following the steps of Deere & Company, along with Monsanto, who sold their respective crop insurance units earlier this year. The sale marks the latest move by the company that's reshaping its business amid low crop prices, according to a report by Bloomberg. The sale caps a difficult year for Cargill and other ag industry companies. Cargill reported its first quarterly net loss in 14 years back in August amid sliding commodity prices and weaknesses in emerging markets. In September, Cargill announced the breakup and spinoff of its investment arm, Black River Asset Management. Brazil's JBS bought the company's U.S. pork business in November. Argentina is poised to double its corn and wheat crops following the revision of grain export policies. An Argentine agriculture official says the policy changes are expected to spur double the wheat planted area, and corn planted area should follow in the next year, telling Bloomberg that they will for sure have record crops of both cereals from now on. Export restrictions were implemented in the past decade in a bid to boost government revenue and ensure domestic supplies. Local prices for corn and wheat slumped, and farmers reduced wheat plantings, switching to crops that didn't require export permits, such as barley. However, with the election of a new president who is export-friendly, the tides have turned following the lifting of currency controls and easing of export taxes. In the last 10 days, Argentina shipped three times the amount of grains and oilseed abroad that it sold in just the entire month of November. It shipped $1.2 billion worth in the last 10 days, compared with only $451 million worth of exports in November. Up next, we'll hear from Dennis Wiesman. Dennis is a grain originator for CHS Shipman, and we had a conversation about the grain markets and what we can expect to see in 2016. Going into 2016 and wrapping up 2015, what are some trends that you're thinking we can expect to see or farmers are expecting to see?
Well, unfortunately, I think your trend is going to be pretty much the same type of market that we've been stuck in now for really the past 6 months, except that the corn trend is currently trading down. We keep making new contract lows. We made another new contract low yesterday on March futures. You know, we have to be concerned now that as this trend continues, even going into the end of 2015, and you're not seeing any kind of recovery in this market, tells you that the people that are short in this market are not spooked about any news that would cause them to have to buy this market back. So we may see this market continue to trend on down into January, at least especially on the corn market, until we see the January USDA report and find out whether or not we get any more bad news that might increase the corn carryout and consequently take prices even lower. On soybeans, you have the benefit of at least having some uncertainty on some of the weather in South America, particularly in northeastern Brazil, and maybe what the size of the crop's going to end up being. They're still going to have a plenty big crop coming out of South America, so in the long run, it's probably not a big issue. But, you know, in the markets, your most volatile times are always when you have the unknown, and in this case, that's what their yield going to be. So that has made beans a little bit brighter commodity now than corn has been, but still on the horizon, we don't see much of anything for either one of these commodities in terms of any kind of major recovery.
Is the wet weather we've been having in our area having any effect on markets? Are we mostly looking at world trends, or is it kind of a mixture of everything?
The wet weather right now, the only thing that is logistics issues as far as river transportation and whether terminals can stay open, that kind of thing, very short-term effects on the market. The problem we have with all commodities right now is that we not only have very, very large inventories in the United States, but the global stocks on corn and beans are just at levels we have not experienced in a long, long time. So you have plenty of grain available to anyone that needs to buy, whether it's corn or beans. And, you know, that coupled with the strong U.S. dollar has kept a lot of the export business away from the United States, particularly on corn, when so many more countries raise corn now than they did before we saw $8 corn for the first time. there's plenty of places for other countries to buy corn from the United States where unfortunately they can buy it cheaper. So we're kind of the last resort for them to come to corn right now, and it really makes it hard for us to whittle down our supply. So another large crop this past year coupled with one the year before, and you've got a trend as far as prices go that's not going to change much until something happens that significantly pulls those stocks of grains down, both in the United States and on a global level. And unfortunately, that may mean that we have to keep prices low for a period of time, barring any kind of weather event. You would expect that, you know, unfortunately, the outlook for 2016 is probably not going to be a very bright one.
And you've mentioned we're expecting not to see a whole lot of change in the markets, so I'm assuming that's going to affect when farmers are selling their grain and when they decide to put it on the market.
Yes, I mean, and that's something we're telling our producers now. I mean, you know, we're not looking for any kind of major rallies. You know, currently January soybeans are a little over $9. There's nothing wrong with taking $9 beans, particularly with the yields we had this past year. Definitely, if we'd rally those beans back into that 925, 930 range. We just think the safe thing for a producer is with another big crop coming on in South America, get those things marketed, cut your exposure, and just try to make sure you're doing everything you can to protect yourself in this environment. Corn's another one that, you know, corn market is really, really in bad shape right now, and don't look for a major recovery on that. So we're kind of trying to educate our producers now to start planning on what your cash needs are and when you're going to need that money and start making some decisions about this market based off of when you're going to need that money to pay for some of your expenses, not only for this past year, but for 2016.
And if farmers or listeners might have more questions concerning what you just touched on, what's the best way to contact you, and where are you located?
Sure. I'm officed here in Shipman at our headquarters here, our main office, just outside of Shipman on Route 16. Our phone number here is 618-729-9009. Give us a call, stop in, follow us on our website at chsshipman.com. We'd love to talk to you. I'd love to help you out with all your marketing.
Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.